to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I'm here with my co-host Alicia.
Hello.
And today we're reviewing a really unique movie. It was kind of interesting concept. I saw some previews, but I disregarded it, but Alicia said this is an interesting one that I wanted to see.
Yep.
And sure, it's called Searching. Mm-hmm. It's called Searching. And this is why I wasn't as interested. This is basically the synopsis. After his 16-year-old daughter goes missing, a desperate father breaks into her laptop to look for clues to find her.
That's it.
That was it.
Nothing else.
But the preview showed him online doing some things.
Social media
and everything. But, you know, you've seen something like that before. So mm-hmm. I really wasn't totally prepared, but I was like, okay, let me see what it's like. But since you kind of recommended this one, Alicia, why was that? What did you find interesting?
Because looking at the previews, it became interesting to me on just how he tried to find his daughter, really? You know, just a small snippet of it. So that intrigued me enough because I was like, okay, he was trying to use social media. And they didn't tell the whole story with
the
clip.
No, they didn't. The previews
which
didn't
was
show
really
much
cool.
of anything. Yeah.
Yeah, and it didn't give much of the movie away. So mm-hmm. probably that's another reason why, you know, because I was like, oh, it doesn't look interesting.
So one of the things, I like the guy. I think his Chu, what's his name?
John Chu.
I like him. He's mm-hmm. he's a really good actor. He's an Asian actor. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty good actor. He doesn't do a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do anything silly or kind of stereotypical. The first time I saw him is much like everyone else is Harold and Kumar.
Yep. Yep.
He was on those movies, and then they kind of went off on their own. Then he was on the Star Trek series, the yep. new Star Trek series, the Mr. Sulu, which was fine. He shows up and he does well what he shows up doing. So social media concept, again, like I said, I've saw something like this before, preview-wise, mm-hmm. you know, preview-wise. So right. I didn't know where it was going to go, and it didn't seem like it was just I'm going to search for my daughter through social media and the internet. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing like what the previews were.
No.
Or let me flip it. It was everything like the previews. Because what you thought you was going to see based on a regular movie, that didn't happen.
No, I love the cinematography, how they did this.
So this is interesting. Let me throw this in before I want you to start. It took 13 days to film it. 13 days. But it took about 2 years to edit and do all the graphics and animation just to get it right. And we're going to talk through that because this was, to me, this is what made the movie really, really interesting. But on the other hand, it made it unique because this is the age that we live in. The mm-hmm. age that we live in is kind of what you're seeing from here. So you get there. It shows, let me give a, I want you to stop because you was the more interested in it. I became interested as I saw the movie. Mm-hmm. So that was a little different. It starts off amazing.
Right.
It starts right. off back in the AOL, yep. Microsoft day that you, and all you see.
Windows. Yeah.
So it's not.
The old version of Windows.
You don't see people walking. You don't see a camera on people.
Mm-hmm.
You see their life through.
A computer. Yeah. A computer and texting.
Text. Computer,
FaceTiming.
FaceTime,
yep.
Skype, all different. Everything is really based off cameras. Other than cameras, the TV coverage. But the TV coverage really wasn't just the TV. It's how people see news.
Yes,
a lot of people see news online through the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Or surveillance cameras. So you really didn't see them sitting in a place like someone filming the camera. You seen them through surveillance cameras. So when things were happening, you really didn't see it as it happens. You seen it through the eyes of computers and websites and social media and all of that. So I expected to be, okay, this is what they're going to go to the house and watch him. If there was any of that, it was very, very limited.
Mm-hmm.
It was a limited amount of camera work. Most of the camera work was based off computer interfaces.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, it beginning with the fact that his daughter, his video with his daughter.
She was born, him and his wife.
Right, him and his wife, which was, I mean, was really nice how they told the story mm-hmm. through the video.
Yep.
It wasn't like they had to, you know, watching her or going through the story. They just used clip tidbits of video telling the story mm-hmm. about how his wife died of cancer.
No, before that, it was built on how their life was centered around their daughter and what they did
mm-hmm.
with their daughter.
Yeah.
So they made little folders on the computer, and when they took pictures, they put it in the photos. And then you saw, hey, she went to school. Here's a picture. Here's a video.
Yeah.
Here's a video of them cooking dinner.
Right.
Here's a video of her piano recital.
Right. His wife running.
And he showed a calendar of the events that was going on.
Right. Right.
And then that's when the cancer came in. Mm-hmm. But they didn't say cancer. It was treatment at the hospital.
Yeah,
then it was
that's
like,
right.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Then it was like they showed him like searching for families with I forgot the disease,
right?
The kind of cancer,
leukemia.
She had.
I think it was leukemia.
Or whatever. But yeah, so they showed that. So that's how you knew, because they didn't speak about it. It was everything based off
a video,
videos, and
a calendar. The calendar was a main part.
The computer.
Yeah, it was. And how the daughter. It was so nicely done, that part right there.
Mm-hmm.
The way it was uniquely done.
Yes.
I mean, something that we haven't seen like this before.
So you've seen technology beyond the technology of today.
Mm-hmm.
So we always see like maybe some virtual reality or some artificial intelligence or everything future-wise. But this movie actually showed what you have right now. And how what you used to use up to right now.
Because
mm-hmm. there were certain websites that I found was so fascinating. Because he thought she was just on Facebook. But she wasn't on Facebook. She was on Facebook private. Then she was on Instagram. Then she was on Tumblr. Then she was on this other thing. Then she was on... And she was on different things, and he had no idea.
But
let's go back.
We're
missing the story. So it went to the point that his wife died, and he was left with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it breaks into a FaceTime call.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, where you at? I'm studying with some friends, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, this is one thing you forgot. And no, actually, they was texting at first. They was texting, and they showed the texting. So the conversation is text, and they show you that. So there's no dialogue. It's just text. And the way you see the text is how most people text.
Right.
Maybe it's an emoji. Maybe it's something from that. Or he starts texting and is angry, and then he deletes it back out, and then he puts something other than being angry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so real time that you saw it. That you kind of relate to, you know, you've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I thought it was so amazingly the concept that he did, because it made you, do you do this? Or do you relate in this way? Do you communicate in this way? Do you do this? Do you do this? Do you do this? And it kind of related to the current. Like I said, as opposed to some virtual reality crazy shit in the future.
Right.
But then it jumps into, she went out and she says she's just going to be studying, but then she doesn't come back.
Right. She's supposed to be doing overnight study and something like that.
Well, she says she'll be back late.
Right.
And he was like, okay. But he's always on FaceTime. He always has his computer up. So she called him a couple of times in the middle of the night.
Right.
But he was asleep.
Right. Then she FaceTimed him.
But he was asleep.
Right. But the way they did that, I love the way they did that, because when she was calling, the computer looked at him sleeping.
Yeah. Because the camera was on.
Right. Exactly.
So they used the camera from the computer to say the reason why he didn't answer is because he was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Except for sitting next to him, and he looks up and looks at the phone like most movies does,
mm-hmm.
It showed it was calling on the computer.
Right, it flipped it around, and that was so cool.
Yeah.
Because when I seen that, it was like, oh, you know how people, you know, hack your computer.
Into your camera.
Right. That was how I took it. I was like, oh, man, that's cool. It wasn't a hack, but you understood where you looked.
But he used technology almost to film the film.
Yes, he did.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
so he used the cameras from the phones of the tablets, the PCs or whatever. He used all of that. He had a PC. She had a Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a Mac. So that was a whole different interface that you saw, or operating system. Sorry. So he ran on Windows and she ran on Mac.
And so another thing is that I liked about it is that people talk about how social media is bad,
mm-hmm.
when actually in this situation, it was actually very interesting and
very intrusive.
Yes,
though.
Yes, it was.
So they be saying, oh, you know, security is fine, but they have security things in place that you can actually go through a person's access through their access.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was like, oh, snap. You can do that. Actually, you can do that. Because you just say, if I have access to your email, all I have to say is I forgot my password and go into your email. And then they give you that. And then you got to sign back on to that because it booted up into her email.
Right.
Just like most, you know, they boot up into the email and that's part of
and
that.
And she was
well.
He was able to get the email information, change all her passwords. And
just to have access.
Yes. And he was able to, I mean, it was...
But what it did also, though, so let's go back to your point that it saved the passwords. It saved the usernames. So he was able to at least get the new username because he didn't know all her usernames.
Yeah, he didn't.
But the usernames came up because they defaulted into there. So all he had to do is say, forget password, and it'll go to her email address. Mm-hmm. And then he was able to reset everything.
And what's so interesting about him too, he was finding out that his daughter wasn't as popular, and that,
as he thought.
Yep. And he realized that she was a loner, and so she wasn't showing up to certain things like her piano. She was taking the money and saving it,
and using it in another bank account,
right?
And everything.
Right. And so
but the purpose, what happened to that was, let's go back to, so she didn't come home. Or if she came home, she didn't dump the trash and she didn't take her laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird that was his default, FaceTime or texting.
Mm-hmm.
So if he called his daughter, he called his daughter on his PC.
Yes, he did.
So you didn't see him on the phone. You saw like the little image on the phone that
he was
the conversation was going on.
Yeah.
And it was. So it went from there. So then he tried to figure out, wait a minute, was she in school? He called the school. Then he said, oh, it's Friday. She's supposed to have piano lessons. And then he called the piano teacher, and the piano teacher said, I'm in the middle of a lesson. He said, yeah, I know, you with my daughter. And she was like, she haven't been here for 6 months.
Yep.
And then he went into the process of saying, let me call the police.
Yes.
So then it was a missing person
report. Yeah, missing person.
And then it went
case.
From there.
Yeah.
Case. And that's when it got.
Now there.
So that's when it got.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. Because it took you down a road that almost was typical. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, obviously she was with some friends and something like that.
Yes.
And then as he started doing the research on her laptop, he found that he went to a bank account. He saw that she was taking money out of her bank account. He saw that he researched. Oh, here's the craziest thing. He started researching all her Facebook friends, and he made
an Excel spreadsheet
and documented. He put their pictures on there, who they were, and all of that. And
he was very meticulous
mm-hmm.
until he found that one site she went to, because he went through her emails because mm-hmm. he said, okay, it was not one of these. He said, well, what is this?
Yeah,
and so. When he went to that site, he logged in as her, and he saw all this, you know, saw the video of her,
mm-hmm.
and started as what they said is like, do you want to see your past or save videos?
Yeah, so it was something like a Periscope,
right? Because he was recording, right? And as he was recording, because he wasn't saying nothing, the camera mm-hmm. was looking at him, and somebody came online
mm-hmm.
and then dropped off.
Oh, it was fish and chips,
right? Fish and chips, and dropped out of
it. There's something about the fish and chips. So fish and chips, and he was on there, and he said, can you see me? And then he just jumped off.
He's like, what do you mean? He said something.
Yeah, what do you mean, can you see me?
Right, right. And then
they dropped off.
And then he stopped the video.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they said, do you want to see your save?
Your
previous save one. And that's when he's seen all the save videos.
And he started looking at each one.
About his daughter.
And he found out that she had a relationship, allegedly, with a young waitress from Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania, somewhere up there, that said she was working and she had to support her family.
That was fish and chips.
And she was in school.
Right.
And that person, so they was conversating back and forth.
Right.
And say, yeah, my mom's in the hospital as well. She has cancer. My father's making me drop out of school.
Right.
So
right.
it was she had a relationship with this fish and chip person.
Right.
So what he did was he tried to do some research. But before that, there was a police officer, detective.
Well, right. The detective reached out to him.
Reached out to him and said, well, I'm going to be on your case. I'm going to work you through this and
right.
so on and so forth.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting. I was like, okay, wow, she's really. But this is what he did, what I found interesting. He started researching her. So he got her name and started looking at who is she, what does she do, you know, what is her background. So he was fine once he saw that and said, okay, this
that
is
she
a
was
legitimate
person. Right,
gotcha.
Right.
But he got the data before he just had a chance to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
So they began kind of working together on the case.
Right. And us watching it, we thought, like, oh my gosh, she really is.
She's really into
helping
it.
Yeah. Him.
Yep.
And so it got to the point. Because you didn't, you know, we didn't know the ending.
Mm-hmm.
When we see in the ending, you understood why she did what she did.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But overall, you really felt that she sincerely wanted to help him.
Mm-hmm. So she tried to, well, I want to say that because that's the ending.
Right, exactly. That's what I was saying.
But the evidence was showing that she was depressed and she was missing her mother and the father really didn't do anything. They didn't have a close enough relationship. Also, he had a brother.
Yes, he
so
had a brother.
So he had a brother that...
So during the time his brother was talking to him when his daughter was disappearing, his brother kind of knew
what
his
she was doing.
Niece was going through.
Right.
And you can actually hear it in his voice when he was talking to his brother.
Because the way the questions and the conversation was, he was kept trying to say, are you sure she's okay?
Right, exactly.
Where she's at right now?
Yes, exactly.
And then he had a FaceTime call with him, and someone knocked on the door, and he was kind of like, I gotta go. He never said who was coming,
mm-hmm.
and he asked him for a recipe that his wife used to make, so he was trying to make it and everything.
Right, right. But he understood what his niece was going through.
Right, but,
and
but
so
he
was,
knew his brother would have been kind of
upset.
Yeah.
The girl's dad wasn't really connecting with his daughter in the emotional situation that she was in.
Right.
Because she basically we could say this, not giving it away. She basically, the reason why she stopped going to piano classes, because it reminded her so much of her mom.
Yeah, and she, that really crushed her.
Right, and so he didn't want to understand that, and she didn't. It was more she didn't want to disappoint him.
Mm-hmm. So she didn't want to say, "I don't want to go because of mom."
Right,
because he kept trying to avoid the issue.
Yes, he did.
If you, because even through the videos, because there was one video that she let play, and her dad came in.
Right,
and she said, "This is the anniversary of my mom dying," and blah blah blah. And then when he came in, he only thought of the voice was on. And so she was kind of like, damn, you still didn't say anything about mom.
Right, right.
She didn't say it, and but you can see her expression and
but
everything.
But that was cool.
Yeah.
Because what it did is like, you understood when she said it and when he came in, it kind of explained itself mm-hmm. why she was depressed.
Yeah.
And I thought that was awesome.
And what she did, and the director, I loved it. She just turned to the camera, but she didn't say anything.
She didn't say nothing.
But you could see her...
her reaction.
Her reaction was kind of like, this is what I'm going through.
Yes, exactly.
Did you just see that?
Right.
Without saying it.
Right.
And you saw her expression, and based on the two conversations, you can tell how depressed she was. But then, because of the fish and chips person... she had someone that
to talk to
and related to
right,
her.
Right, thinking that she can relate to it.
Yeah, but in her mind,
that's what she
that could, was fine.
Right, right.
Because she didn't know much of whatever. So this went on with a lot of the research. The guy was really good. The dude, Johnny Cho, he was fantastic with his research. He was doing so much research. He was throwing off the detective that was helping him,
mm-hmm.
allegedly. So he was really throwing her off because he was getting information. He told her, I'm getting more information than you was.
Yeah.
I'm the one who, when you said you had the, because they went to traffic lights. So once again, they didn't drive down the road. They didn't do anything. They showed it on like Google Maps of where she was and what the direction she was. So he went back to the photos that she had on Instagram and some other places that showed that she was taking pictures of this lake.
Right. That was
in that she likes to go to.
Yeah, that was in, was it, it wasn't pictures or the video?
It was video and the pictures.
Right, right.
So he
right.
went to Facebook and she took some, no, not Facebook, the Instagram. And there was pictures on it.
Right, and that's when
but
she.
But then she did a video that she was just laying there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said the best place in the world.
Right.
Or something
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So he related it and said, okay.
This is where she's at.
Yeah.
Because this is her favorite place.
I think the GPS on one of them showed
that
exactly.
she was there. Yeah.
So that's when he went.
And I mean, so still ain't getting to the cop.
No, not yet.
He ain't going to go to the
cop. So should he goes to the lake.
Should we
not yet.
Tell the ending?
No.
Or we don't
no, no,
tell
no. He went to the lake.
Okay.
And once again, except for calling her, he FaceTimed her.
Yeah.
And said, this is where she was. And she found, was like, wait a minute. Yeah. What are you talking about?
We found her car.
Yep.
I found her car. You ain't doing what you're supposed to do.
You don't budget. And then here's a clue that I remember this. She was going out and her son came out and she was like, no, get back. Get back.
No, go. She was FaceTiming him.
He was FaceTiming her.
On the computer. I don't think it was.
No. It was on her phone because she was walking out the door with her phone while she was talking to him.
I thought it was when she was sitting at the desk and he opened up the door.
No, that was a different time.
Okay, yeah.
But when he called her in the middle of the night, she answered her phone.
Right, that one, yes.
And then when she got up and was trying to get out, and she was kind of like, yeah, go back in or whatever like that.
Right.
Because she jumped out and said, I'll meet you right there, and so on and so forth. So then they went out there, and then the next morning, the search started. But the search was shown through the TV, not them actually being there.
Oh, yeah.
So all the coverage of them doing the searching and everything was basically via the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it was never a live coverage, live on the spot. And volunteers and he asking for help, that was just via the television again.
Yeah.
So once again, there was no camera action of the actual being at the spot like a regular movie.
Right. So then the part is that he thought that young guy was the one.
Oh, the guy said, I don't know what y'all talking about because he put on social media, she's right here with me.
Right. And then he went and met him at the movies.
And beat the shit out of him.
Right. But that was cool too because that was when, what is it? They were, you know, they were videotaping and put it on YouTube. Yeah.
So it was that YouTube.
That was like awesome. I'm like, I'm like, oh my God. They playing every part of this. Mm-hmm. Using then, every part of this.
Then the people in the school who wanted to be popular start getting on YouTube doing theirs. Super. And then it was like thousands and thousands of hits and everything.
Then it was accusing him of being a real bad father.
Yeah, you let your daughter, you can't. What kind of father are you?
I mean, it was every part of social media that you can think of.
Mm-hmm. Was it a Twitter? I didn't see Twitter too much. I can't recall. But it was everything else, though.
It really didn't matter. You automatically knew it was the business.
Just so many. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So,
and he basically bombarded the movie with so much stuff, so much information, that made the movie what it was.
So it made, back to what I was saying from the beginning, this is the reality of what we live through, which is social media, mm-hmm. and you get your information through all of these
media. Yeah, you're talking about media, you're talking about videos, you're talking about texting, you're talking about FaceTiming, and it wasn't...
Phone calls.
Yeah, and it wasn't just, and this is, you're right, it wasn't just social media. It was the fact, it was the way we communicate.
Or how we get information.
And information, exactly.
Because he didn't, and I don't recall, but I don't remember any given time that there was not either video camera or whatever. He went to, so there was a portion up there that he think that his brother actually did something
and what did he do?
He started putting surveillance cameras. But as soon as he went to his house, he cut it on, and that's when you knew he was at the house.
And this was so crazy because he used every form of video.
Yep.
Everything that you could think of that you would want to record something,
be recorded.
Yes.
He used all mediums to film this movie.
Security cameras.
Security cameras.
That you put in your house.
Yeah. So it was... It was amazing concept of how this was done. It was really, really well how it was filmed. You've seen stuff like that, but you've seen it limited. They'll show video, hey, I'm on the phone, mm-hmm. like the Blair Witch Project. Mm-hmm. They in the woods, all in front of the camera. But then it goes live.
Cloverfield, a little bit of
Cloverfield. A little of Cloverfield that way.
Yep, yeah.
But they still showed filming of people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's how they hit the movie. The
social media,
and
texting without having dialogue.
Yeah,
so it was kind of like here that the dialogue was always filmed in one way or Facebook. But so all
now,
of that, yeah,
we go to the police officer.
So we could get to the police officer because
this is a spoiler.
Yeah. Spoiler alert: we're going down the spoiler lane around this bitch.
So we're warning you right now. So if you don't want to listen to it, cut it off right here.
So he's over his brother trying to beat his brother's ass.
Yep.
Because he said, "What did you do with?" He was like, "I smoke weed with her." He was like, "What the fuck?"
Yep.
"I smoke weed with her." So. But while he's filming this, because he went to his car and his car had the damn surveillance computer in it. So you can see the computer on one screen and all the other surveillance mm-hmm. that he put in his house. But he kept getting a phone call.
First
text, he was like, "We got him." But he didn't. He was so into his brother. And then it was a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still into his brother. Then when he finally,
answered the call.
He listened to the voicemail and he just collapsed on the floor and it was kind of like, oh, it was this and it was that. So he said it was something. It was kind of weird. But he kind of said to himself, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. This really doesn't sound right.
Well, remember, the guy who claims
that he killed
her did mm-hmm. a video.
He did a video.
And then committed suicide.
Yeah, then he committed suicide.
Right.
And he was like...
And the guy looked familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do? He went right on the internet and went to the picture of her standing with some convicts.
Oh, but before that, oh my God, before that. So he was researching fish and chips, the one that was on that Periscope type, what you call it.
I thought
before that. That was before the guy confessed, because he called her, remember? He called her and said, hey.
You know, were you with my daughter?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, she said, did the police contact you?
No. Before that. So there was a company that asked him, some memories of your daughter, download all your stuff
right
onto this thing. And right next to it was the screen of a woman. And he was like, damn, she looks familiar. And then when he looked at her, and then he brought up, he's like, she looks damn. And then he saw that picture was the same picture for fish and chips.
And what did he do? He clicked and dragged the picture into Google.
Yep.
And then searched it. And Google, all the pictures came up with this woman.
It was
woman.
A stock picture yeah, stock of this picture, woman. One and woman. Then it was kind of like, okay, now let me call. Then he called and she was like, oh, no, you need to talk to my agent. He was like, what do you mean your agent? Then the police talked to you? And she was like, oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck is that all about? So maybe this person did take her. So it took you down another road. But then when he looked at the pictures of the crime scene pictures, he saw there was a sweatshirt that had fins on it. So that's when he was like, that was my goddamn brother. And that's what made him come to his brother's house and question him and go from that.
Mm-hmm.
But then back to your point, because he already got that it wasn't the this person from Pittsburgh, something was up with that. But when he said, this guy with the video looks kind of familiar. So once he saw the person who confessed the video, he looked back and said, where did I see this guy before?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he saw the police officer that volunteered with ex-convicts, the goddamn guy was right behind her. And he was like, wait a fucking minute.
Yep. So that's when he called her. He asked for her, but she wasn't there.
She wasn't there.
Now remember, there was a screaming. There was streaming video of the funeral of the services.
Yes. So he was on his way to the police.
So he called to ask for her.
Asked for her. Nah.
She
then
wasn't
he said,
there.
I want to speak to the police chief or something like that.
Right. When he saw her on the streaming.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I want to speak. No. That's when he found out that she volunteered.
Oh, yeah. They was like, oh, Mr. Such and Such. Oh, we're so sorry for your loss, you know.
And such and such volunteered.
She volunteered. She wanted to make sure. He was like, volunteered?
Yep. Yep.
He said, let me talk to the police captain or whatever. Right.
Right.
And then it went to the simulcast to the memorial service.
That's right.
And that was online.
That's right.
So once again, he used an online service
to stream the service. And all you seen was police officer coming in.
No, she went in. You saw her go in.
Well, that was way before.
Right.
That was way before. So when it came to the fact, after he called.
You see the police come in.
Seen the police come in.
And they just stand at the edge of the fucking.
They just stand there.
Yeah. They stand at the edge of the goddamn pews.
Just stand there waiting.
And then all of a sudden she gets up.
Yep. Yep.
And as she gets up, they start walking her out.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to the news. Oh, something is going on. And,
yeah.
And we.
I think they say.
They escorting the such and such out. And
yep.
The police got the head watch. And then they get into the car. And then.
Did they were they at the precinct questioning her?
So I think they flipped back and forth.
Okay, because I
so then she goes to the yeah. Then they go to the precinct and she's in a jumpsuit and they was kind of talking to her.
And they said and then she tells them, you know, that she
I gotta protect my family.
Yep, my son, and he was talking to her as what is it called, fish and chips, and so.
But they knew each other.
Yeah, and so he had a crush on her, and so that she basically was meeting him
because she wanted to help. help him. Fisher, the woman, allegedly.
Right. And she was about to give him the money to help him. And then she realized who it was and she freaked out. Right. And then how she said it. Then she said she fell.
Well, he pushed her off.
He pushed her off the cliff. She automatically, and he called me up and I had to protect my family.
Yeah. Then, but David's like, but she's been down there
for 5 days.
He said, she said, did you confirm that she was dead?
It was too steep. Couldn't find.
She was too steep. It was like that. And she's been down there for 5 days.
And she had no water. So she
had no water. But the father said all she needed was two.
And that's when they made the U-turn in the SUV.
And then the helicopter that had the film, they said, hey, they're headed to the precinct. But wait a minute. They're making a turn. U-turn. They're making a U-turn.
Yeah.
And then you see them go to the ravine.
Yep.
Helicopter is right over the top, showing everything.
And pulled her out.
And they pulled her out. And what was so amazing about that was, when it first came on, and he was looking at some news, there was a news article where an old guy said, hiker survived 6 days in the desert without food and water.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed him there. And I was kind of like, what the fuck is that all about? But then when he said all she needed, you can't survive no more than 3 days without water. She said all she needed was two. Or something like that. I forgot the math. But she actually survived because it rained for 2 days.
Yep, it did. So, and she was able to drink the water,
whatever water was there, she was able to take that. So, and he pulled her out.
Yep.
So it was such a great movie to kind of throw you off because you had no idea where it was going.
This was
But it wasn't a dumb. It wasn't dumb, though. It wasn't like, oh, psst.
No, it was a serious twist.
Yeah.
It was one of those things that you would not expect. It was, first of all, the one thing was, you couldn't find a body.
Nope.
And so they were having a service without the body, with just a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when we were, for me, it was like, so where's the body?
Oh, but when he went to the first time to the lake, the car was in the lake.
Right.
So they was thinking maybe she commit suicide and she was inside the car.
Right.
But she wasn't.
Right.
But there was blood in the car.
Yes.
So that was another thing. And then turn around, they looked into the trunk just in case someone was there. So the car was in the lake with the keys. So then it was like, so somebody must have took her from there. So who took her and went from there? So of that was go ahead.
Yeah. So, the car was in the other location. So she drove the car, pushed the car into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So there was just, it was just crazy because she didn't die.
Yeah.
And so she thought that instead of her calling the police, she automatically assumed that her son killed the girl.
Yeah.
And so, and she was a police officer, which put her even more.
And she was a popular police officer she did some things for the community and had like awards and stuff like that. So people respected her.
Yep. So this was a great movie.
It was very. So the way the movie was made was amazing.
Yes.
And I loved how the twist was there.
Yes.
That I honestly thought it was her son for some reason or the brother. It was the sons just seemed kind of suspicious, like he knew something.
Because
I didn't think he did it. I just think he knew something.
Yeah, but twice he came into the scene. Mm-hmm. Twice he came into the scene. One when she was on the computer and he opened up the door and she's like, "Don't I'll
get
handle
up. No,
this.
I got this. I got to go." Yeah. Yeah.
And then the second time is when she was
running
leaving.
Out the door and everything.
So so that alone. It just was so. He was good at giving little hints that you least expect until the very end.
So I love when a director gives you the hints to at least say, oh, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. Not, well, get the hell out of here. Because there's too many movies that there's nothing that led you to it other than saying, this is the person who did it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't like the ones that go, this the one who did it. And he was kind of like, yeah, it could have been anybody. But here you saw she volunteered. You know, there was this person who they made up. She wouldn't run away. Like he said, I mean, part of this all was, I don't even know my daughter. And his brother said, you're not trying. You're not trying. You don't really know mm-hmm. what she's going through. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I really thought this was one of the most creative movies of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, being creative. I love creative.
Out of all the movies, yeah, this is probably
this
is one
of
the
most
best.
Creative
yeah,
ones.
This was the
you
best.
Know, Sorry to Bother You was a crazy and creative. Mm-hmm. But it didn't get you into it to the concept of like, how unique is that?
Right.
It was different, which made it entertaining. But I really like this. I'm going to have to say, I'm going to give this a 9. Mm. Because I really thought, who can do something like this?
Yeah.
I don't think too many people can do it. You can copy it, but he did it throughout the whole movie. So he didn't even take a break and say, well, let's set up a camera just like a regular movie. He was like, everything mm-hmm. is going to be media driven or camera outside of a movie camera. Mm. So I thought this was such a good, and then the mystery of the missing person was a great mystery. So what would you rate? What is your rating? I'm sorry. What is your rating?
9.5. And that's because of the twist they had. He was so good with the twist of the movie that it kept your attention, because some of the movies out there that, you know, it's easy for it to give away. You know what I'm saying? You automatically say, oh yeah, I know who did it. You didn't know who did it. You didn't know you thought that he was right by attacking that guy, but you realize he didn't know, nobody knew who did it. I mean, even at the end, it kept you like, oh my God, that shit is crazy.
He did such a good job with two things. The way he arranged and the photography and the editing and all of that, he did an amazing job with that. But he also had a good story that kept you wondering what the hell is going on. Mm-hmm. How could, damn, I get it, but wow, damn. It wasn't this is some bullshit.
Right, right.
How does the cop, it wasn't that, or it wasn't, oh yeah, I know who it is, let's just wait till the end and find out how to get caught. It wasn't that.
No.
It was, wait a minute, everything was sit in front of you. There's a portion in the movie when they was like, sometimes we don't know our kids. You know, my child went around the neighborhood asking for $25. No, somebody came to my house and said, your son owed me $25. And she was like, what? And she said, my son, I come to find out, he went around collecting $25 from everyone for some kind of police fund or whatever like right. that. And, you know, it just didn't make any sense. And it just bothered me sometimes. Why would a child do things like that?
But
and,
she said,
but then he said, so what too. Did you do?
Yeah.
She's like, I lied. I just said, yep, that's correct. So she said, you know, you just got to take care of your children or something in that matter, you know. So that already told you, oh, she's going to take care of her child, even though it was wrong.
Even though it was wrong.
He already put it out there. So when she did it at the end, you knew, yeah, she's capable of doing that, and she fucking did it, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So, which I found that, like, really interesting, because he gave you the clues, so when it was time, you can go, yeah.
Yep.
The only clue that you may not have caught, and maybe that's the level of detail where we may have to look back and see it again, is we could have saw her son in her older pictures, because he had pictures when she was in school and mm-hmm. in middle school and everything. And she had pictures. He was there. He just had a crush on her. So it wasn't really that big. But if we could have missed it, because it wasn't a person that you was really looking at.
Yeah, when we see it again, because that's a movie we can see over and over and over again, because there were so many clues.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were so many different things that I think that we miss mm-hmm. or I miss, where if I see it again, I could, you know, there's little things that, you know, you can say, okay, you know, these are the hints that we should have known, But we would watching the movie, you just like just but watching it.
They was bombarding us with so much info on the screen.
Yeah.
So you was looking at all types of stuff because he had stuff on his screen that was overlapping from his previous searches. So you can see the stuff that he was searching that mm-hmm. related to it, but he didn't have to tell you because he just showed you.
Yeah.
And then it was just amazing the way he pictured everything and how he had it all laid out.
Listen, I could relate to these. That's another thing why I wanted to. That's another reason why I wanted to see the movie was because I am a search fanatic. And my husband will tell you that I will search for any and everything, especially if it's something that interests me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was another thing that really, you know, I gave it a 9.5 because I know what it is that you searching for something and, you know, and you're going deeper and deeper and trying to find out more information about something that you're really searching for. And that's exactly what he did. That's how come he was so good at, that's how good he was in finding out where his daughter was.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think high ratings of stuff that we like. So this tech aspect of it was just so amazing. And but it was such a good movie.
And it got an award from the Sundance too.
Oh, Sundance?
Yes.
Yeah. So this guy, he's really a new...
He hadn't done any much of anything.
He'd done some short films.
Yes. It's
Anish Chagante. But he's new. So it would be really interesting. And he wrote it too. So that's a really good thing. He wrote and directed it. So this was all his concept. He don't have anything else coming out. But I think people will rush to him and say, wow, we definitely want to see some stuff from you because this was really, really creative. And, you know, he had Asian stars in it. This was based on an Asian family
mm-hmm.
With a white family who killed him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or
mm-hmm.
tried to kill his daughter. So it was really, really interesting. It was a very good movie. Worth seeing. I know some people don't like to go to movies to see suspenseful dramas like this. But I think if you're into technology and you spend time on social media, I think this is so much worth it. If you like suspenseful mysteries or stuff like that, this is absolutely the movie that you should see as well. So it has so much different things about it that made it more than just a one-sided movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, in my opinion, that's why I gave it a 9, because I think it was worthy of a really quality,
mm-hmm.
well-balanced film and everything. So, anywho, anything else, baby?
No, I'm good.
Urban Lifestyle Cafe was our previous name, and we are Fade to Black Cinema. So download our podcast that you should see everywhere now, all download podcasts, or bougieblackbrother.com. And go to Fade to Black Cinema and you'll see all the films we reviewed. I was talking to a couple of ladies. Was like, you need to see this film. I think this film is interesting. Yes, I already saw that. But what about this one? Yes, I saw that as well. How did you like it? I liked it very much. But if you don't like things in this way, you may not like it. Oh, I need to go to your website. Yes, ma'am, you do. Yes, you do. So really interesting. We would really like to keep it out there. Have some couple TV series that we're going to put out there too. So we'll let you know about them coming up real soon. But Fade to Black Cinema every Wednesday. Every Wednesday you'll hear us and download us on Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube. So if you're hanging out on YouTube and you just want to hear the actual podcast, we are there. But other than that, we'll see you next Wednesday on Fade to Black Cinema. See ya!
Bye!